for gold. We are less than 19 weeks away from the scheduled start of the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. And I say scheduled because as of right now, with everything that's happening worldwide with COVID-19, Olympic officials say the Games are still on as scheduled, despite numerous calls to postpone or cancel the Summer Olympics, including from President Trump, who suggested the Games be postponed a year.
You know, I like that better than I like having empty stadiums all over the place. I think if you cancel it, make it a year later, that's a better alternative than doing it with no crowd.
But Seiko Hashimoto, the Japanese Olympic minister, says the IOC and organizing committee are not considering cancellation or a postponement. Absolutely not at all. Saying they are pursuing opening the Games July 24th. That was on display this week in Greece, where Thursday morning the IOC held the formal ceremony lighting the Olympic torch. However, hours later, the Greece leg of the torch relay was canceled. The torch relay will now begin March 26th in Tokyo. Coronavirus isn't only impacting the Olympic Games, but also the tournaments and qualifiers for athletes ahead of the Games. I spoke with U.S. rhythmic gymnast Evita Grishkenis, who is in Portugal for a tournament this week. It was a wild 24 to 48 hours for her. She went from having a competition to having a competition with no spectators to having to catch a flight out of the country.
So originally the plan for the competition was to be no audience, which would be very unusual, but, you know, we could deal with it. But then it just, you know, eventually just got canceled. And so then we went back to the hotel and we got together, had a day of training, basically. And I talked to Anu, I was going to leave today because our federation was working on tickets and changing our flights back home because there was no point of staying in Portugal. And then overnight, the travel ban happened. So my mom was texting me and calling me at like 5 a.m. my time, like, hey, you know, like, are you sleeping? Why are you sleeping? You need to get to the airport. But everything turned out to be okay so far, and I'm currently sitting in the airport waiting for to board the plane, basically.
It's still unclear what will happen with next week's men's soccer qualifier in Mexico. The baseball qualifier set for Arizona later this month has been postponed. USA Basketball has postponed all activities and events until mid-April, including its 3-on-3 Olympic qualifier in India. More progression in the U.S. women's soccer team player lawsuit against the federation. They're seeking $66 million as they sue U.S. soccer over equal pay for women. The players protested the federation by wearing their warm-up uniforms inside out as to not show the federation's crest before their game against Japan this week, which they did win in the She Believes Cup immediately after Carlos Cordero resigned as U.S. Soccer Federation president. Cindy Parlow, a former player, has become the first woman president in the history of the 107-year-old federation. On this week's Quest for Gold Athlete Spotlight, we talk with a Michigan biker who's taking her love for BMX freestyle to the Olympic stage. 18-year-old Hannah Roberts, the reigning BMX freestyle world champion, recently became the first American rider to qualify for the Olympic team by clinching the top spot in U.S. cycling's rankings. This will be the first time BMX freestyle is featured at the Olympic Games. I managed to grab her while she was getting lunch with some friends. She's back home in Buchanan, Michigan for a short time before going back to North Carolina for training.
Yeah. I took some of the other kids to the mall. We were getting Chick-fil-A.
I gotcha. All right. This coronavirus stuff is pretty crazy. I've been talking with some of the athletes who have been training overseas and some of the things that they've had to, you know, work around, whether it be travel, whether it be schedules, whether it be tournaments they're allowed to be in. Has the coronavirus had any impact on you and kind of the way you've gone about training or your day-to-day activities?
No, it really hasn't affected much for me yet, but it did postpone one of the World Cup events that are leading into qualifying for the Olympics and canceled another one. So it's had its impact, but for right now, it's been pretty chill since we've been pretty grounded in North Carolina.
What has the USOPC said to you? Have they told you guys anything? Like, don't go here, don't compete against this country?
They told us that all of the travel that we're doing now needs to be cleared, obviously. And then with the president delaying travel or stopping travel from Europe, that means we can't, like, go and try to do other qualifying events now. So, everything is just going through, you have to just go through the what are they called? Oh, the team leaders and stuff of your country now.
What do you think? Are you nervous that maybe these games won't happen? I know they lit the torch. They started the torch run today. The IOC seems to think that this is going to happen, but what do you think?
I know that they're going to do everything in their power to, like, make it happen on time, and if anything, it'll be postponed. Or, you know, just pushed back. I don't think that they'll get canceled. But, you know, there's nothing that we could really do about it. So I'm just living life and going one day at a time, trying to figure out what's happening. And I'll keep training and riding, no matter if it happens or not.
All right. So tell me a little bit about your sport, because it's new to the Olympics this year, right? BMX freestyle?
So freestyle is we do, like, flips and stuff on the bike rather than like racing where you go really fast next to somebody and everything. So, 60 seconds to do whatever we want on the course and then do as many tricks and, like, try to be as different from everybody else as possible.
And you're judged then? So there are judges who are watching these moves?
Yeah. I think usually there's, like, 5 judges and then they each come up with a score and then all those scores are averaged together.
How is it that you ended up riding like this?
I tried all the team sports growing up, and I didn't really enjoy having to rely on other people, but I still like the support from the team. So BMX was the middleman where you could do whatever you want, but then, you know, the BMX community is really supportive and is like a team. So, yeah.
Did you have any thoughts years ago that this would be an Olympic sport and that you would be participating on behalf of Team USA?
Well, we found out about it, like, becoming an Olympic sport in June of 2017, and it wasn't in my head that I was going. You know, I was only 15 at the time, so it was really cool to me. I was pretty excited to see who was going to go, but I didn't think that I had a chance. So, it's been a journey, but it's been the last, like, 2 years that it was, like, really eye-opening that I could go, and I'm excited to represent USA.
Where are you at as far as the competitors age-wise? Are you on the younger end? Are you on the older end? Or are you about the middle? I'm just trying to think about who it is you're competing against.
I am on the younger end. I think there's maybe 2 or 3 women that are younger than me. But usually people are, like, I guess the average would be, like, 22 or 24. And then the oldest person that competes in the class is, like, 36 or something.
Sure. So you grew up in a generation with the X Games. I mean, is that kind of what motivated you and got you interested into the sport?
The X Games really pushed it, and, like, I seen it on TV, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But X Games doesn't have, like, a women's division, so it wasn't, like, a thing. Like, I didn't think that I would, like, ever go to X Games. But it was, like, more due to her when that was around. That was really, like, the big contest series that everybody really enjoyed, like, watching and going to.
You've qualified already, but did I read that you've still got something coming up here where you're going to see the venue in Tokyo?
Yeah, it's supposed to be next month. So there was a World Cup, and then we were going to be in Japan for 2 weeks. It's going to be a World Cup and then the test event. But the World Cup just got postponed, so...
Have you ever been there before?
Yeah, I've been to Japan and Tokyo a few times, but the only thing that drives me is just the unknown, really. I mean, you don't really know what's going to happen, and I got an amazing support system with family and friends, so they make me want to keep getting better and better, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so how do you get to this level? I mean, you're carried along by a lot of people, I know, and you dedicate a ton of time to it. I mean, do you have sponsors involved? Do you have to fundraise? How does that work?
So when I was younger, my parents paid for most of my travel until I was, like, 14, I think, and then I was winning big contests, and the contest started paying for me to come out, and now, you know, USA takes over and pays for, like, all World Cup events, and then my sponsors, my personal sponsors cover everything else if I wanted to go on another trip or something.
How does the U.S. do in BMX competitions internationally? I mean, where are we at, you know, on the world stage?
right now for women, we are number one, like our country, our USA's leading country. Thankfully, I have really good teammates, so it makes that a lot easier. But for the men's side, they're tied with Australia for number one as well for points. So we sit pretty well all around it. So it's really cool to see.
So for people who haven't followed the sports, we should feel confident that Team USA is among the tops when it comes. I mean, despite whatever happens in the Olympics one way or another, we've got a pretty solid team.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing team, and they're all really, really good competitors. And it's most likely that we'll get at least a medal or two.
How does someone from the Indiana-Michigan border get into BMX?
I just, see it on TV and then, gave it a try. I went to the skate park and I met some cool friends, and they really kept me into it. They really pushed me, and I had friendly competitions with some friends, and that's how I kept, pushing and progressing.
So cold weather doesn't mean anything. It's not like this is a sport that would favor someone from the desert or California or anything like that. You could ride it any time.
Well, in South Bend, there's an indoor skate park called The Kitchen that I grew up riding. I get to ride all the time. But if you're in an area where there's no indoor skate park, then it's hard to ride in the wintertime.
All right. So what are your plans now? Now you're back. Are you in Michigan or Indiana? I can't remember. You're in Michigan?
I'm in Michigan right now.
Okay. So you're going to go train in North Carolina?
Yeah, I live in North Carolina, or I had to move to North Carolina to stay in, be closer to my team and my group of people. But I go back to North Carolina to finish training and just wait for the season to start whenever that is.
I talk to a lot of athletes, and I always got to ask, how much of your life are you dedicating? Some athletes say, you know what, I'm dedicated. I'm thinking about this 100% of my day. I eat, sleep, and whatever, thinking about my sport. Others say, you know what, I need to break off. I focus on it for however many hours a day, and then I'm able to kind of veg out. Where are you at on that spectrum?
Right now, especially, going into 2020, everything has been about BMX and has been about making it to the Olympics. But I also try to keep it fun, and I ride 4 hours a day and then go to the gym for 2 hours, but I make sure that I have after that I make sure that I do whatever I want with my day, and I kind of get away from riding, because if you focus on it too hard, then you just start to stress yourself out. So I just try to stay healthy and eat right, but I don't make it everything, I guess.
Do you envision yourself in Japan? Do you think about things like opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies, meeting other athletes, American athletes? I mean, is that something that creeps into your mind?
I don't know what to expect yet, so I haven't really thought too much about it, but I'm excited to meet other Olympic athletes and talk and listen to other people's stories and see the other sports that performed at the best level possible. So that's the thing I'm most excited about. But yeah.
What other sports are you interested in?
I love watching the women's soccer team and basketball and really everything. Tennis. I usually when the Olympics comes on, I know, growing up, it's always been on the TV all the time. So it's like we've seen swimming and volleyball and all of it.
It would be safe to say it would be pretty cool to go walking into that oval with Julie Ertz or Megan Rapinoe or someone like that and swapping stories with them, because I'm sure they'd be interested in hearing your stories too.
Yeah, I really can't wait. I am such a huge fan of Megan Rapinoe. I met her. We didn't get to talk because we were doing media in LA, but I seen her and I became the biggest, fangirl. It's ridiculous.
All right, so the goal is now just to stay healthy, to keep training, and just knock on wood that the games happen in Japan, I guess.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
We'll continue following developments when it comes to coronavirus and the Olympic Games, and, of course, we'll continue to spotlight more Olympic hopefuls. On the next Quest for Gold, I'm Ryan Burrow.